This is Kara with the Pure Rock Shop on WNJR 91.7 FM Washington with Sam from the band Red Rain. Thanks for joining us today, Sam. Why don't you start by telling us a bit about how Red Rain was formed?
Hey, thanks for having me, Kara. Red Rain was formed back in around 2013. The lead singer, Bubba Carlton McMichael, and myself were in a cover band for probably 3 or 4 years prior. We'd also been writing originals, and we decided we wanted to go sort of more the all-original way, and that's what we did. And after we had gotten together and discussed the way we were going to move forward, we brought on Larry Moore, who was our bass player, and we played for about a year, and then we brought on the final piece, which was Stevie Shred, the other guitar player, backup vocalist.
So you say you were playing covers. Tell us about who some of your influences have been.
Sure. Some of my influences, old Van Halen, mixed with the other guys who were Dokken, Queensryche, Aerosmith, Yngwie Malmsteen, Maiden, more of the 80s hard rock scene, is sort of a melting pot of the influences that are in our music.
Sure, you definitely have, the melodic hard rock sound, so fits right in there. Well, it looks like you guys had put out an album on your own earlier before releasing this new EP with producer David Ivory. So tell us a little bit about how working with a Grammy-nominated producer helped fine-tune your sound.
Sure. So we put out a CD called Chasing Shadows. When we got with Chip first, which was Chip Ruggieri of Chipster PR, mm-hmm. we kind of sat down and tried to figure out what the best roadmap was. And so when we got to David, David liked a lot of the songs off the original full-length CD. So what we did is we took five of the best songs that David had in his mind were going to come out, which the way they are. But so we sat down, came up with the five, and then we started to rework some of the parts of the songs that would make them fit a little more, flow a little bit better, and rhythmically flow. And David was just wonderful to work with to get to that point. He never took the idea of the song out, so that was great.
Okay.
It wasn't my way or the highway. It's let's keep the form of the song, but I think we can kind of cut a piece here, we'll add something here and do that. And that was just wonderful to watch him work.
Great. So you guys are based out of Richmond, Virginia. Are you starting to get some more national recognition now that you've got this EP out?
Well, we've been fortunate. Yes, we are. We've had quite a few interviews. We've had wonderful write-ups about the EP. Right now, we're in talks with about some shows we're going to play, where we're going to play. So that's all up in the air right now. But what we are working on to get the band out live now.
Sure. So have you been playing out locally around the area in Virginia where you guys live?
Well, the last show we did actually was in December. We did a show here in this area with Lita Ford, which was wonderful. It was a great
Excellent.
Show for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sort of our coming out party. We had released the EP the same night that we played with Lita.
Cool.
It's a little hard to play here because of the club scene. The club scene, and I'm sure this is everywhere, but the club scene really wants more covers, and we just don't really play covers.
Okay.
But we are talking to a couple people about getting out locally here to kind of keep the name out. So yes. The live show, basically, whether it's here or anywhere, is what we are concentrating on now.
Okay. Well, tell us how our listeners can find out more about the band.
Okay. We have our own website, which is www.redrain, and that's R-E-I-G-N, redrainband.com. And then we are on Facebook at the same, redrainband.com. We're also on Twitter at redrain.
Cool. Well, Sam, we've already been playing Not That Way on the radio show, and we'll continue to help spread the word about Red Rain here on the Pure Rock Shop. Anything else you want to share with us here at WNJR-FM?
I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you help spread the word of the band, and I hope your listeners really appreciate the song.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
No problem. And again, thanks for having me.
Sure.